Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and head coach Steve Bruce has reiterated his desire to remain in charge of the club next season. Bruce has successfully guided Newcastle to Premier League safety this term, but he has faced constant criticism from fans during his tenure at the club, and couple that with the uncertainty surrounding the club's future ownership, and it could be that he is out of a job this summer. But the 60-year-old is keen to remain in charge of his boyhood club and has insisted he is nowhere near ready to retire just yet. Elsewhere, and Bruce has provided a fitness update on key duo Callum Wilson and Joe Willock ahead of Friday's Premier League clash with champions Manchester City. It was already known that Wilson would be sidelined for the rest of the season with a hamstring problem, but Bruce insists it's not as serious an issue as the one that kept the England international out earlier in the campaign, with Bruce revealing he expects Wilson to be on the treatment table for around 2 to 3 weeks. The news is much more positive regarding Willock, with Bruce confirming that the Arsenal loanee only picked up cramp during last week's victory at Leicester, and he is fit to feature on Friday night. Finally, and Newcastle's hopes of signing Joe Willock on a permanent basis have been boosted, as reports are suggesting a parent club Arsenal are willing to cash in on their academy product as they plan a summer rebuild at the Emirates Stadium. Signing Willock will not come cheap, though, for Newcastle. It is suggested they will have to pay £20 million to secure his services. That's all for now. We'll have more later.